The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Tim Tebow's mom was serving as a missionary when she got pregnant.
I had been very sick the year before, and so I was very acquainted with the poor medical conditions. We went to the best doctor in town, and she said that she did some tests that I needed to abort and abort immediately in order to save my life. But we knew we could trust God, and God would be God if he took my life.
Pam Tebow now sees the unexpected ripple effects of her life.
It's a joy to be here with you. And you can see it's not Betty. This is Betty's son, my son Randy. And you've seen him many times with Sheila. Betty is coughing. And whatever's happened has kind of taken her down for a while. Just pray for her. And just know that she would be here if she was just listening, except we wouldn't be able to hear because she hadn't been able to stop. But she's being cared for, and she's praying for us. And we have a very beautiful, precious woman here tonight for Randy and me to talk to, for you to listen to. And she has a son that is, you just got to go ahead and call him famous. His name is Tim Tebow. Let me just tell you this. The first time I heard of Tim Tebow when he's playing for his university there in Florida, I walk in and our son-in-law, who's about 6'5", Terry Redmond, he says, "I really like that guy." I said, "Who's that?" He said, "That quarterback." He said, "I like everything about him." He said, "He's the real deal. He loves Jesus." So that got my attention because I respect the son-in-law. And I began to watch him. I did notice he had something unusual. In John 3:16 under both eyes. He went on to win the Heisman Trophy. He's also gone on to be one of the greatest witnesses I've ever seen and one of the most attacked people by so much of the media that breaks my heart. But it ought to show you how twisted the thinking of much of the mass media is. Because this is a remarkable person. Well, his mom's here. Now, I want you to look at this. She wrote a book titled Ripple Effects, Discover the Miraculous Motivating Power of a Woman's Influence. And it's written by his mother, Pam. And this woman risked her life to bring into this world that young man named Tim because she was told it was not a wise decision. Would you welcome this brave mother and missionary, Pam Tebow, to life today.
Thank you.
Pam, glad to see you. You don't mind us liking your son, do you?
Of course not. I like him too.
All right. Why, when you heard from the doctors that having this baby, which they even said was like a tumor maybe, at best you were going to have a challenged child if, in fact, that baby didn't take your life, why did you risk bringing Tim Tebow into the world?
Well, you have to hear the whole story.
All right.
We were missionaries in the Philippines on a very somewhat primitive island, and my husband was out preaching in a remote place. Doesn't remember the name of it, but he remembers this, that he became very aware of all the abortions that were taking place in America, and he had been active in the pro-life ministry before we left for the Philippines. And it was in the context of weeping over aborted babies that he got down on his knees and he prayed and he said, "Lord, if you give us a son, we'll raise him to be a preacher and we'll name him Timothy, which means honoring God." Then he came home, we had four little kids, and he told our kids and they got all excited and started praying for a little brother named Timmy. Took me a little while to get on board because I had been very sick the year before, and so I was very acquainted with the poor medical conditions. And yet I prayed along with them, and we went to the best doctor in town, and she said that, did some tests that I needed to abort and abort immediately in order to save my life. She called Timmy a mass of fetal tissue, and he jokes that his brothers and sisters called him Timmy the tumor when he was young, but it wasn't so funny at the time. And we knew that we had no option. We had no plan B. I couldn't go anywhere. I was so sick. and there weren't any other doctors, and so we decided that we would just trust the Lord, and we knew that there was a risk, and that I've met many people since whose mothers have given up their lives for their children, and I knew that was a risk, but we knew we could trust God, and God would be God if he took my life, and so we made that decision to trust him, and we did, and it's a great story. It's a great story. I was sick the whole time, and then we moved to Manila. My husband flew me to Manila as soon as I was able to travel, and we gave birth in a hospital, and my husband was next to the doctor when Timmy entered the world, and he had delivered thousands of babies, and he said that he had never seen such a big miracle, because Timmy was truly a miracle, that he didn't understand how he survived. He said God must have been involved, which of course he was, and he said this is the biggest miracle he'd ever been a part of.
And that miracle continues. Yeah. Aren't you glad this mom decided to risk the possibility of that miracle?
Yeah, we're glad.
And said this baby has potential and promise. And everyone does. Don't you think right now what your husband was already praying about before this pregnancy and this birth, that deep concern he had is a concern on the heart of God that we see every life as precious.
Oh, absolutely.
With unlimited potential and promise. And we really, in America, we really need to cease immediately shedding innocent blood.
We do. We need to love life both physically and spiritually. You know, another thing our family is passionate about is the gospel. You know, we've gotten that from my husband because he's so passionate about getting the gospel to people who've never heard it even once. And so our family has also taken up that charge. So we're thankful for that, for life physical and life eternal.
In answer to prayer and your husband's concern, that son wore for the whole world to see the gospel.
And you know, 94 million people Googled John 3:16 after that
game. Isn't that great?
It is great.
All right, let's talk about this. Why the title Ripple Effect?
Well, both my oldest and youngest child, both my daughter Christy and my youngest son Timmy, both said they came up with a title, so I'll let them fight it out. But what Ripple Effects really means is influence. If we impact the life of someone, then they turn around and impact the life of someone else. It's like throwing a pebble in a lake and watching the ripples just circle out.
They just keep
farther
going.
And farther. They just keep going. And as a young mom, I felt like that's the greatest impact that I could have, is to impact my kids and to raise them with a heart to impact people in their spheres as they grew older. And then you have the ripple effect and later on grandchildren, et cetera. But I feel like God created all of us to have a ripple effect, that's his plan for us, for purpose and for influence. And if we have a small sphere, just a small family or a large sphere, and we have, you know, a political office or a greater opportunity for influence, we still, whether it's small or great, have the potential for life-impacting influence. And I think that motivates us. You know, we all need a purpose, mm-hmm. a purpose that's bigger than ourselves, a purpose that wakes us up in the morning and drives us. And I feel like having an opportunity to impact someone's life for eternity is a great purpose.
Randy, when you listen to this mom and you had two sons grow and two daughters grow up and two of your children now married, and you hear this spirit, what does that say to you with knowing the love and investment you've made in prayer and time for those children you love so much and you listen to this influence? What happens in your heart?
Interesting you should ask that question, because as your son, you have had huge influence on huge amounts of people.
Absolutely.
I mean, stadiums full of people the country, television across the world. Yet for me, I knew that as my children were growing up, that my influence was to be with those four and with my wife. Mm-hmm. And that was my missionary field.
That's right.
And I focused on it. Yes, I worked in ministry. I mm-hmm. wrote books and things like that. But sometimes we look at people like you and say, I don't really have that much influence.
That's a great point.
But it's that influence where God calls you to have influence.
That's right.
We talk about your one son, Tim, because we all see him, because mm-hmm. he's got that visible platform. Did you notice what she's wearing around her neck?
She had a key.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what that is.
Well, and this first time he made money, when he was quarterback for the Broncos, he bought all of our family very nice Christmas presents, and this was mine. And when I opened it up, I cried. And my kids were joking. They said, oh, it's the key to his heart. And he said, no, Mom, you're the key to my success.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about.
Really touched me. Really touched me.
And that's really important because a lot of people, I know a lot of our viewers, they wonder, am I really having that influence? But as your son said to you with that symbol that you wear to this day, sometimes it's just that influence on one person that makes all the difference in the world.
And, you know, I was just an anonymous, you know, missionary mom. And, you know, just no one knew our name. And
you really didn't care. You just loved people.
And we were, you know, we were kind of alone on the mission field. Mm. And yet, you can still have great influence. You know, I had my little children around me, and I considered, like you said, Randy, that's exactly it. They were my most important opportunities for influence. And later on, it grows. But, you know, if you just impact that one child, then they can turn around and impact many. We never know what God's purpose for them is.
All of our viewers who, you know, when we show them the mission field, and you talk about being missionaries and how much your husband longs for the gospel to go to the whole world. Mm-hmm. And you know, our viewers like that. If people want to know what you're doing and all the things that are on your heart, you actually will let people, because we can't take people to the mission fields with us because there's no place for them to stay. Mm. And the missionaries say, we're so encumbered with the burdens of starving, dying people, and you're helping us. If you bring a lot of people in for us to take care of, we can't take care of what we've been sent to do. But where you all are based, and in the Philippines, you actually can have people come and see the mission field and be involved. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. My husband loves to train people to present the gospel, and he has opened doors to go into all the public schools in the Philippines. In fact, that's his goal. He strategically covers the whole, all of the islands in about 5 or 6 years.
So if they wanted to come and learn from him and go, what website would they go on to find out how they could inquire and how they could come and you and your husband teach them and let them do what they come to do?
And he has a lot of staff that help and train, and you don't have to know what you're doing before you go. And the gospel message is very simple.
But where do they find out about it?
Bob Tebow, Evangelistic Association, BTEA.org.
Okay.
It's pretty
simple.
That's
on the screen. Okay. It'll be in the phone center if you say we want to know.
Great.
Now, I need you to talk about something here.
Okay.
It's in the book. By the way, this will teach you the importance of the ripple effect and how there's no pebble, no person too insignificant to make a significant, lasting, high-impact ripple and have that effect. But what is this? Show me this.
So we were shopping, my youngest son, Timmy, and I. By the way, I have 4 other kids that are great, and they all have an impact. They all have taken this seriously, influence seriously. One's on the mission field, another just had a movie called Run the Race, which is very successful, Christian faith-based movie, football related. Imagine that, football in our family.
Sure.
And in my other kids as well, they're great kids, but Timmy was the youngest, and we were shopping in a store, and he's very nutrition conscious because he wants to be the best athlete, but he's also frugal like me, and he saw this box of cereal on sale. So he sheepishly put it in the grocery cart, and then we rounded the corner, and there was a little kindergartner that recognized him. His eyes got big, and then the next day he went to show and tell, and he held up this box of cereal, and he said, this is his cereal Tim Tebow eats for breakfast. And so the next day, we had all these calls from parents saying, oh, thanks a lot, thanks a lot. You know, now we have to go buy Cocoa Krispies. But I wanted Timmy to understand the importance of influence, how he influenced that little kindergartner to go buy Cocoa Krispies. It could also work in a positive way. He could influence him, you know, to love the Lord, to read the Bible, to have an impact on his classmates. So I found this poem, typical mom fashion, you know, we take advantage of the teachable moments.
Let me ask you, is that poem going to be in this book?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
And I'll just read you a verse. There are little eyes upon you, and they're watching night and day. There are little ears that quickly take in every word you say. There are little hands all eager to do everything you do. And a little boy who's dreaming of the day he'll be like you. And it goes on. But the whole point is that, you know, little boys wanted to do what he does, so he has to be intentional about the way he lives his life if his goal is positive influence. So I found a picture, it's a good old FCA picture called Influence, and there's a little boy with a football jersey carrying a football, and he's watching a group of older boys have a Bible study under a tree. And I put those two together and gave it to him, and he's taken it everywhere that he's lived. And I wanted it to be a reminder, and it reminds all of us that, you know, we do have the opportunity, that great opportunity to impact lives around us. And we have to live our lives in such a way that if people are watching us, they'll catch it. And more than just catching our lives, they have to catch our words. You know, the things we say, our actions, everything about us. They watch us. You know, what are they going to see? I want them to realize that, I want people to realize that it's important. We have to think about all of those things, put it together, and then take advantage of it and impact people
eternal
in your
ripple
sphere.
Effect, Pam. Eternal.
Let
me have your hand. I want all of you to look right here. This is the most precious sweetheart.
Oh, you're sweet.
She has a sweetheart like Betty has. But let me tell you something. I think she has a sweetheart like a lot of you have, even some of you guys watching. You got a tender heart. I have a tender heart. I'm not a soft guy. I'm really pretty tough. Sometimes forcefully too tough. It breaks my heart if it comes across wrong. This precious woman has had a ripple effect. All the four children that preceded Timothy prayed with Mom for them, for a little boy that had a massive ripple effect. It was like dropping a boulder in a pond. It's created a wave. But see, it all started with this precious mom and this missionary dad. Father, I just pray you'll bless everything that Pam, her husband, and family do. Don't ever let the other children feel overlooked because little baby brothers had such a massive ripple effect. Let them understand the importance of their life and their journey. And we just thank you for the Tebow family. We ask you to bless them and let people go to their website and say, can we do something with them? Pray for them, help them, maybe go to the Philippines, go to the mission field. Lord, let our viewers find the best way for them to have a ripple effect and see their importance in Jesus' name. Would you say thanks to God for Pam and the Tebow family?
And you know, the most important ripple effect of all, I think, is to share the gospel.
It is.
That's the greatest opportunity we have to have a real eternal impact.
That is what our viewers do, Pam, so well. They're remarkable. You know what I know? You're praying. You're thanking God for this ripple effect from a mom. And I don't think there are any more powerful influences on the planet than the influence of women and of mothers who understand the potential that they have.
That's right.
And I just want to thank you, because there's no question our ministry is so often carried on the shoulders and hearts of women who have a mother's heart. And so much of the characteristic of the Holy Spirit is the characteristics of mothers. By the way, the fruit of the Spirit bow, this is one of the prettiest things we'll ever offer.
It's beautiful.
And it has the fruit of the Spirit inside the bow and outside. And we're to be full of the Spirit. And you know what? Listen to me now. We do something together that has a ripple effect that changes everything. Mm-hmm. We give people water for life because without clean water, they won't live. And we give it to them because of the water of life. That's the gospel. That's the power of it. I want you to listen to the heart of a woman that lost her husband and listen to what she says about loving others with a ripple effect. And I'm telling you, you can flow that effect of love to people that never thought anyone would notice, but you do. I know you do. Watch closely.
How do you fight an enemy that you can't escape? One that you're forced to rely on, knowing that at any moment it could strike those you love the most. This is the story of a young mother named Bibian and others in her village.
I'm The sorrow is truly almost too much to bear, but Bibian must stay strong for the sake of her remaining children. She knows that the contaminated water in their village, the only water source they have, well, it's draining the life from her family. But she has no choice. With every bout of illness in her home, Bibian's fear grows. The water that they're getting from this, it's so contaminated. It's filled with waterborne illness. I mean, it's literally killing people. I got to sit down and talk with a mother yesterday who has lost two children in the same week because of this very water right here. But they don't have any other option. I'm asking you to believe with me that together we can give them fresh water every day.
Now, Tammy, let me just tell you, we love you. Thank you for going all over the world in behalf of the overlooked, the thirsty. Giving water to save the lives of people, knowing water took the love of your life. We love you, Tammy. And all of you who are watching and hear Tammy Trent, such a gifted singer, musician, communicator, and writer, she's there because of the power of God's love in those who know the Father and know Jesus. And we don't overlook those who are too often overlooked because He doesn't. And that precious mother that lost those little ones, we got a perfect cure. It's the cup of water, Jesus says, that you give in His name. And our missionaries always give them water for life and tell them about the water of life that inspired that gift and that love. And they so readily receive the message of the gospel because they've seen it. When you see love on display and demonstrated, which you make possible when the brokenhearted missionaries who find the need are able to meet the need because you care enough to do it. You are the ones that enable them to be effective. Right now, as we're trusting God to drill these 400 water wells, over 6,000 drill now because of people like you, would you right now go online, or would you just dial that number and take your bank card and use it like a check and make the largest gift you can? The wells cost $4,800. Many people say, we don't do anything that excites us more than give a well. If you can give $1,200 or $2,400 and pray three others join, or pray one other person joins, then we have another well. But the majority of the income comes from people who say, James, I can't afford to do that, but I can do something. Think about this. This is amazing. $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life. That is a lifetime investment and an eternal impact investment. Would you please right now go online or dial that number, take that bank card. By the way, if you write a check, make it to Life. That's exactly what you're giving. Would you call and tell us you're putting it in the mail? Or make that gift right now with that bank card. We want to send you a beautiful, beautiful daily prayer calendar that'll inspire you every day, the mercies of God flowing freely. And the incredible fruit of the Spirit bow. Let me tell you something. You put fruit in this or some decor in this or serving it, it is absolutely a beautiful display. One of the prettiest things I think we've ever given to say, thank you for demonstrating the power of His Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. And then the beautiful in the arms of the shepherd bronze. Whatever God's leading you to do, do it for His glory and kingdom purpose. It's going to be the difference in life and death and eternal life for so many. Thank you so much for making that gift.
Today, a mother living in extreme poverty will do the unthinkable. Give her children dirty, disease-filled water that she knows could kill them. With no other choice, what else can she do? With your help, clean water is on the way. Mission Water for Life provides a way for parents to save the lives of their children, to offer them a bright future free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 400 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you the New Mercies Each Day Desk Calendar. This 17-month calendar will not only help you keep track of important dates, but also remind you of the Father's love and goodness with scripture quotes and encouragement from all the hosts on Life Today. With your gift of $100 or more, request the Fruit of the Spirit Bowl. This beautiful and decorative ceramic bowl features scripture revealing the fruit of the Spirit, a lovely addition to your table or home. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our Safe in the Shepherd's Arms bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I just, from the bottom of my heart, want to say thank you, and I want to let you know this. We talked about these gifts. If you'd like to have the book, Ripple Effects, that Pam wrote, really, the Lord wrote it through their lives and the beautiful love of God through this precious mom and husband and those other kids. The whole world seen on the back is a picture of this family. Of course, Tim is engaged, and maybe by the time this airs, they may be married. I don't know. Probably in a few years, there'll be grandkids everywhere. Well, they already are. Look at that. Isn't that amazing? Tim, you got to get busy too, you know. Aren't they a beautiful family? And you're a beautiful family. I told Pam that. Our family will pray for their family. Would you join me and Randy saying thanks to Mom, to Pam, and for the Ripple Effect. Pam, we love you.
Thank you.
Our viewers will pray for you. They'll go online. They'll find out how they can maybe be missing work with you and your husband. Thank all of you here for your encouragement. Thanks for watching. Thanks for your help.
Tomorrow, Kyle Idleman says, don't give up.
And the focus is not on how hard everything is, but on how big God is.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.